The 35 members of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders come from all over the upper Midwest. They are from Minnesota and the neighboring states. But one rookie this year made quite the journey to come to the Twin Cities. Nara, Japan sits in the northern part of the country and is located in the Kansai region, a city with a population of nearly 400,000 that is rich in history and tradition. It also happens to be a 6,000-mile journey across the Pacific Ocean to Minnesota.
I come from Nara of Japan. Not big town, but near Osaka. So Osaka is so big town.
Growing up in Japan, Nao always had a love for dance and was a cheerleader for a local sports team. But it was something about the video she saw online of the NFL that caught her attention. And then a visit by the NFL brought the game into her life.
I've seen all NFL cheerleaders online, but I thought NBC is the best for me. And at January, earlier this year, I met Salah in Japan during her Pro Bowl tour. So she told me a lot about the squad for me. I wouldn't be great to cheer on the same team as her.
She told me that she always wanted to be an NFL cheerleader, and the Vikings was her favorite team, and she had already booked her trip to come out and audition for the Vikings, and that was just so humbling to see that.
But it isn't easy to fulfill a dream to become an NFL cheerleader when it means leaving your home and traveling around the globe to a whole new culture and country.
I admire Nao so much for coming all the way over from Japan to the United States to try out for the NBC. I think it takes a lot of courage to do something like that, to come somewhere where you don't even know very many people and to try out for a big NFL cheerleading team. I think it takes a lot of courage.
That new culture means not only adjusting to Minnesota and life in America, it also requires learning English. Not only is Nao working to fit in on the MVC and her new home, she's also working in the classroom to learn a foreign language.
Nao is an excellent student. She's very inquisitive. She's always asking questions. She comes to class on time every day, doing a lot of reading, a lot of extra reading, to improve her vocabulary and pronunciation. She's doing a high-level writing class, actually a college-level writing class, so she is doing very well. She's also a great fellow student. She talks a lot and chats a lot with the other students, and I feel she's very committed to learning more.
Knowing she needed to learn a new language and adjust to the climates and culture of the upper Midwest, Nao has shown the dedication and determination to achieve her dream.
She is a committed person. You can tell that she's very educated in her own country, and so she wants to go beyond that and continue learning.
Walking into a foreign country takes plenty of ambition and determination, but it means even more when you travel halfway across the world to try to achieve a dream. Nao came to Minnesota with nothing promised, only a passion to cheer for the Vikings and be a part of the MVC. Not looking at any obstacle or the odds against her, Nao showed the determination to succeed and is now cheering on the Vikings.
Her coming over here just shows that she has some serious guts. I know that I wouldn't have it in me to travel to a new country with a language that isn't my first language, know absolutely nobody, and just kind of strive for those dreams that you've always had. And I respect her so much and look up to her really for the strength that she has, because she's done so well, and it's just so cool to see.